Construction season in Mokhtarvik began late this year due to the coronavirus pandemic. Relocation coordinator Romy Cadiente says his team was ready to start work earlier this summer, but businesses they were relying on for lumber had shut down.
Our suppliers in Anchorage and Seattle, there was nobody at the factories filling orders.
Cadiente says a COVID-19 delay cost months, precious time during Alaska's short building season. But then came a silver lining in the form of CARES Act funding. With that, the village council saw an opportunity to get two birds with one stone. A bulk of Nutok's CARES funding will be spent on building new homes in Mokhtarvik, which Cadiente says will initially be designated as what they call isolation homes, so that any individuals that contract COVID-19 could quarantine in those buildings to prevent the virus from spreading. While Council President George Carl agrees it's important to contain the virus, he says what matters most to him is bringing everyone over to Mokhtarvik.
We just can't leave anybody out, even if we're having a hard time finding funding for the housing, you know. Something comes up from somewhere and we're going to put it to the house.
Cadiente says the CARES Act funding will pay for 5 additional homes.
So for this year alone, we have a total of about 9 homes going in.
Before the CARES money arrived, Nutok planned to build only 4 homes this summer, a stark decline in production from last year when 13 homes, several miles of gravel road, and a landfill, among other projects, were built. Cadiente called this year a transition year. What turbocharged the Mokhtarvik relocation effort last summer was an injection of $25 million from the Denali Commission. After spending the money and completing the projects, the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium, which was managing the work, left.
They did a heck of a job. ANTHC was about completed with the project. So we had to get this new team together, and we had to look for a lot more grants.
Also, Nutok doesn't have the help of U.S. Armed Forces this summer. They provided approximately $1.6 million in labor last year. Cadiente says the council didn't invite the military's innovative readiness training program this year because of uncertainty with funding and with the pandemic.
We just told them, as much as we appreciate you and the work that you've done for us, responsibly, we cannot do it this year.
Council President Carl says the village will invite the military back next year, which is when Cadiente says a Mokhtarvik project will bounce back. Next summer, he expects to complete 11 to 20 new homes. Plus, they're hoping they can build the homes cheaper, much cheaper. Patrick LeMay of LeMay Engineering and Construction, the new project manager in Mokhtarvik, has designed new homes that he claims he can build for a third of the cost of the ones that were built last year. He says he can construct 2-bedroom houses for $150,000 and 4 bedrooms for just $10,000 more. LeMay says the first homes in Mokhtarvik were built to meet the highest energy efficiency, but he says their upfront cost is much greater than the total savings in fuel costs over the home's lifetime.
Is that really a good trade-off? How many more homes could have been built had they not gone to a 6-star versus I'm shooting for a 5-star plus, which is pretty efficient?
LeMay isn't certain that his designs will yield a 5-star plus energy efficiency rating, or if he'll come within the budget. It's a bet he's making that will play out this fall when the first 4 homes he's designing will be completed.
Yes, it's a risk, since it's my design and it's my word that I have to prove.
Meanwhile, the 30-plus children living in Mokhtarvik are still making do without a school. But Cadiente says that's up to the state's funding priorities. Council President Carl says the village is waiting to put running water into houses until more are built. A water main will be set up by next year, but Cadiente says they still need money to connect the main to people's homes. This fall, a few more families will move over to Mokhtarvik, but that will still leave at least half the village residents in Nutok. Village council members say they're working as fast as they can to reunite everyone. Reporting for KYUK in Mokhtarvik, I'm Greg Kim.